From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Egypt announced today that it will try 43 people, including 19 Americans, for their work in promoting democracy. Among them, the son of Ray LaHood, the U.S. Transportation Secretary. Sam LaHood was running the Cairo office of the International Republican Institute. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the case against him and others has caused a furious reaction in Washington, with lawmakers threatening to withhold U.S. aid to Egypt.
The Middle East director for Freedom House, D.C. resident Charles Dunn, is now being labeled a fugitive by Egypt.
It makes me feel strange because I love Egypt. I lived there for 3 years as the political military officer in the U.S. Embassy, where I dealt with all of these generals who are now running the show.
Though he has not been formally notified of any charges, Dunn says Freedom House and other U.S. non-governmental groups are being accused of operating illegal offices and accepting funds from abroad without permission. He says Freedom House filled out all of its registration papers last year, just days before its offices were raided, along with other human rights and democracy groups.
The work that we're trying to do in Egypt is to help them do what they say they want to do, which is, you know, have a democratic transition to a civilian government. And the Egyptian military is doing everything they can to shut that off and shut that down.
The State Department says the organizations being targeted have done nothing wrong and have cooperated with authorities for months now. The U.S. Embassy has invited any Americans still in Cairo and facing charges to stay at the embassy. Several have been there for more than a week. Spokesperson Victoria Nuland is expressing grave concern about the impending trials and warning that U.S. aid to Egypt could be at risk.
These actions can have consequences for our relationship, including with regard to our assistance program. That is not what we want. We need to resolve this issue now.
More than 40 members of Congress wrote to the head of Egypt's ruling military council last week, saying the crackdown on democracy groups will make it hard for them to defend current levels of assistance. Virginia Republican Frank Wolf says this is getting out of hand.
It's crazy. Here you have groups that have been operating in the country for years who have applied to register to a country that we've given over $50 billion to, and now they want to try Americans? It just doesn't make any sense at all.
And he says the administration by law can't give Egypt aid unless Cairo meets certain conditions that include staying on the path to democracy.
Based on what they're doing, there's no way that the administration would be able to waive this, and I think you're going to have to either suspend or cancel or cut the aid.
Congressman Wolf thinks President Obama ought to appoint a retired general to go to Cairo to explain that to Egypt's military council. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.